So, you know, if you follow celebrities, you may remember any number of sort of awards acceptance speeches at the Oscars and other places where people definitely can recall a moment in time, often it's at school, where a teacher did something or there was some sort of act of affirmation that actually sent them on their way, gave them a confidence boost that they describe in hindsight as crucial to their success. Maybe you can think of one in your own life. What if there was a trigger for confidence, a specific trigger for confidence? Well, a study that's just been published in the journal Science tantalizingly shows that the act of encouraging young black children to do this, write about their own value systems, the things that are important to them at home, can make a big and lasting effect on their future success. Is it a confidence trigger, scientifically speaking? Well, here to talk about it is one of the principal investigators in the study, is Valerie Purdy Vaughns. She was part of the study, a two-year study of middle school students that's published in the journal Science. She's assistant professor of psychology at Columbia University. Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I have to say, this study is a real fascinating example of taking a domain that's really quite emotional and sort of mushy and scientifically boiling it down to a really tantalizing bit of input and output. Describe the study and what you concluded.
So this study was with 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. Most of the time we target 7th graders. It is a randomized double-blind experiment.
Right. So meaning it's high quality.
High quality. Yeah. The teachers don't know who is in the study. The students don't know whether they're in the treatment or the control condition. The crux of the study is that we ask students in the treatment condition to write about values that are important to them. Friends and family, art, music, creativity. But what's really important is that it's crucially timed right before a test.
So kids are going to take a big test.
Yes.
And you say in the study, all right, just before you do this test, write something that's really important about what happens in your family.
Yes, yes. Hmm. And the science behind it is that there is stress associated with negative stereotypes. And we specifically target African Americans. So while everyone in the class is engaging in these writing exercises, there is an added pressure, a pressure of being associated with a negative stereotype. And that's the stereotype of being not particularly intelligent. That adds an extra anxiety in that moment. And so what if you can temporarily relieve that stress by focusing on something, not the test itself, but something else, your friends, your family, creativity, humor, and that
That's what the writing exercise is. You've got a couple of examples, and I want to talk about the result in a moment, but let's hear the examples of what you ask kids to do.
I do. So this is from one African-American seventh grader, and she writes, "Relationships with my friends and family are important to me because my friends are just like my family. We're close, and we do things together. A sense of humor is important to me because you gotta laugh sometimes. I also think family and friends are important because everyone likes money, fame, happiness, but they mean nothing if you don't have loved ones to share it with."
So it's not Nobel Prizes for Literature we're looking for. It's heartfelt confidence in the language. And
exactly. It's also in that moment of sort of tapping into your sense of self-worth, shoring up what we call your self-integrity, that I can be successful. And this, I just want to point out that this is very distinct from self-esteem, because you can have high self-esteem or you can have low self-esteem. That's not necessarily connected to the heat of a negative stereotype that you can't perform because of your race or how other people view your race.
Okay, so kids wrote these essays, expressed the sort of heartfelt sense of this is important to me. How did they do on the tests?
So they actually perform. So what happens is we find that African-American students, we're able to reduce or attenuate the achievement gap. So African-American students perform significantly better on that test. They also, over time, over the course of the two years of the study, longitudinally perform better to the point that they perform about half a grade point higher by the end of their tenure in middle school. And some people say, well, this is not really a large effect. But when you think about how important your tests are at the end of eighth grade in predicting the kinds of activities and grades and so forth you're going to get in high school, this becomes very significant and important. It sets them on a different trajectory.
It's described in the report as an upward spiral.
Yes.
Explain how that works.
What we mean by an upward spiral is that performance tends to feed on performance. So if early in the beginning of the year, a minority student performs poorly, then the teacher starts to see them differently, and then they start to perform worse and worse and worse, and a spiraling downward performance. So what we mean by upward performance is if at one point in time you start to perform better on a test, you start to see yourself differently. Your teachers see you differently. Your peers see you differently. And this leads to future better performance.
So a cumulative chain of success events, starting with the essay, continuing with the test, and continuing with every other thing that happens academically.
Absolutely. And we think this is important because this is not just about the student in a chamber by themselves, that they're really interacting in the environment, the school environment. So teachers may see them a little differently. Their peers may see them a little bit differently. They may feel a little more open and engaged in school. So it is sort of just our intervention is really just a catalyst. It's not the be-all or end-all, but it is what we think a very key catalyst that sets students on a different trajectory.
Do you think this goes directly to changes that teachers can make in classrooms, say, as early as next year?
I think that this intervention needs to be thought about with caution. This is only one school district. This is a fairly well-off school district in Connecticut. They have fairly adequate resources. I think that more work needs to be done in more urban environments. Having said that, I do think that there is a strong potential to make students feel known early in the semester, give them opportunities in school to affirm themselves, but uniquely minority students in stressful test-taking situations.
Well, a tantalizing path to do exactly that in the journal Science. The study, it was co-authored, co-investigated by my guest, Valerie Purdy Vaughns, who's a Columbia University assistant professor in the Department of Psychology. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.